God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 259. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
I have seen your hardened heart. I have seen your time of misery. I would say, release your heart. Release your hearts to me, and I will fill them. I will fill them with joy and strength and a peace. Do not carry your burdens around. Let your love shine forth to those around you, to those that are in distress, for it's going to get worse, and they need your love. Praise the Lord.
That was a posthumous word from Sister Johnson, as she cried out to you and to others at a time when she was struggling with her own battle against cancer. Yet her heart was still to reach out to others. That was her life. That was her ministry. And I honor her passing. February 14th on Valentine's Day, 2007. May her words of love and mercy soften every listener's heart here tonight, February 12th, 2009. Continuing the prophecies.
For a time of testing now comes upon the earth, saith God. For those who hate me shall be tested to the limits of their endurance, and they will either pass or they will fail. They will either repent and accept me, or they will fail, and their rejection of me will send them to the place of darkness, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. For I have given the time of times allotted, now, saith the Lord. You must turn. You must turn from your wicked ways and turn to me. For the time is short, and the day of the end is at hand, saith the Lord.
Do not allow the Antichrist to deceive you, for the time is much later than you're aware of. The hour is very late. Darkness is overcoming the world, but you're not of the world. Therefore, you walk in my light. Let your spiritual eyes be open to the things that are taking place. Don't be fooled. For the hope that man seeks is not hope at all. The goals that man reach for are unreachable. They're lies. They're tricks. But when you walk with me and trust me, you'll walk in the fullness of my promises. I will watch over you. I will protect you. I will guide you. And you'll hear and know the things that shall take place before they happen. I shall warn you. Beware of Black Tuesday. Walk closely by my side. Know the things that I, your Father God, have told you.
Stay tuned for the prophecy news behind the news reports. After this, praise the Lord as we broadcast all over the world tonight, this fine Thursday evening, over Superstation WWRB, and on the internet and through podcasting, every corner of this world is reached, declaring to the remnant of God in the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This is your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own true audible voice to be his watchman. I did not just up and decide to be a watchman. God spoke to me. He told me, you are my watchman. I said, yes, sir, here am I. Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. What did it say? Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Verse 17. Verse 18. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, those are women, by the way, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Please do not tell me, as a woman, my wife cannot prophesy. You just heard it said in Acts chapter 2, verses 17, 18, she can prophesy, especially in the last days. Continuing verse 19, and I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass, verse 21, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did you hear that, all you unsaved ones out there? You can get saved. You need to call upon the name of the Lord. You need to get a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Salvation knocks at your door. Now, here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hello, you wanted a radio report? We're picking 3.185 up real good here in North Central Arkansas. And it's coming in good at North Central Arkansas.
Thank you, my friend, there in North Central Arkansas. It's good to know we've got a clear signal way over there near Texas. God bless you, my friend. That's easy. Will you call one in? It will not cost much and takes only seconds to record your state and how well you're hearing the program. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program. Now, let's get right into tonight's All News Behind the News program. And it's fresh. It's not a repeat. If you're hearing this on Thursday, February 12th at 10:30 p.m., Sunday, November 30th, 2008.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles? Then you will listen, saith the Lord. Then you will pay attention, saith God. Then you will understand that I am the I am, saith God.
And God said unto Moses,
I am that I am.
For these are the last days. The signs of the times are upon you, saith the Lord. Pay attention to them. Do not laugh at them. Do not shake them off. But pay attention to them. Get into my word and be founded and grounded in that which will save you in the days ahead, saith God.
I am that I am. Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am, has sent me unto you.
New Jersey and New York. A small earthquake rattled northern New Jersey on Monday night, February 2nd. The magnitude 3 quake struck at 10:34 p.m. between Rockaway and Morris Plains, New Jersey, about 35 miles or 55 kilometers from New York City. My. It is very unlikely that there would be any damage at all, nor would we expect any casualties from a quake this size. But, it is a fulfillment of the prophecy you just heard. Watchman comment, look out, America, your sins have found you out. Sunday, January 25th, 2009.
Yea, saith the Lord, hearken ye now unto my voice, saith God, for the time is near, yet at your door. Do not fear these times that you live in, saith the Lord. For am I not with you? Have I not comforted you all through the times up till now? Can I not comfort you in the times of the end, saith God? Am I not the God of the beginning and the God of the end? I say unto you, my children, fear not, for I am with you. My rod and my staff, they shall comfort you as they did in the days of old. For I come upon the land now with a sharp two-edged sword, says God. It shall divide the unrighteous from the righteous. And it shall sweep sin from the land, saith God. And upon the ashes will I build my church. Will the real church form? Will my kingdom come and my will be done, saith God.
Let's continue with the report, shall we? Searching for a new world order. The closely watched Munich Security Conference has become a large-scale summit for world leaders. This year, the U.S. is sending a high-ranking delegation led by the Vice President Joe Biden, which may seek informational dialogue with Iran on the event's sidelines. The Americans are there in force, Accompanying Biden will be General David Petraeus. The American delegation also includes John McCain, John Kerry, and Joseph Lieberman. How did Kerry and Lieberman get in on that? My. Just cause they're senators? Psalms 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh in vain. Continuing, North Korea prepares to test long-range missile. North Korea is preparing to test fire a long-range missile capable of striking the United States, according to media reports in South Korea and Japan. Satellite images showing a long cylindrical object is being transported on a train throughout the North Korean countryside. The sinister object has been identified as a Taipong 2, an intercontinental ballistic missile with a range of more than 4,000 miles, capable of crossing the Pacific and striking targets in Hawaii or Alaska. My. The United States is now within range. Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 3. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. A cloudy day, it shall be the time of the heathen. Continuing. Political elite turns out for Clinton swearing in. Chevy Chase brought a touch of Hollywood star power, my, to a gathering of Washington's power elite, including Henry Kissinger and three other secretaries of state, as Vice President Joe Biden administered the oath of office to Billary. In a slightly awkward moment, Clinton thanked her husband, who stood behind her and beside Chelsea. I am so grateful to him for a lifetime of, she said, and pausing, as if searching for the right words, all kinds of experiences, Billary said. Watchman comment, I'll say adultery, perversion, to name just two, and that makes one wonder what is in Billary's closet. Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. My. Continuing. EU warns Obama on protectionism in the stimulus bill. The European Union's top diplomat in Washington warned the Obama administration and Congress that protectionist measures under consideration in a massive U.S. economic stimulus bill would backfire if enacted. John Britton, the European Commission ambassador to Washington, complained in writing about Buy American provisions in the proposed legislation. They would require major public works projects to favor U.S. steel, iron, and manufactured goods over imports. The European Commission provides the executive leadership to the European Union. Watchman comment, now wait just a minute, EU. The obligation of America is the survival of America, not Europe. You guys take care of your own backyard, and we'll take care of ours. Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying, unto me, come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Continuing, Florida, Maryland, Utah banks shut as financial crisis deepens. Banks in Florida, Maryland, and Utah were closed at the end of January 2009 as regulators wrapped up the busiest month for failure since the housing slump began in 2006. Ocala National Bank in Florida and Suburban Federal Savings Bank of Crofton, Maryland, were shut by federal regulators, according to statements sent by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. Magnet Bank of Salt Lake City was seized by the Utah Department of Financial Institutions. The banks had total assets of $876.4 million and deposits of $790 million. Six banks had failed that month, as tumbling home prices and a 16-year high in unemployment boosted foreclosures. Mark chapter 16, verse 4. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there should be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Continuing, North Korea says it's on the brink of war with South Korea. It comes just 2 days after it warned that it was cutting all political ties with its capital neighbors. Political experts say the North's claim is an attempt to force the southern president into changing his policies. There are currently an estimated 28,000 U.S. troops along the South Korean border to defend the country should it come under attack from the North. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Continuing, new legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the USA. The National Emergency Centers Act, H.R. 645, mandates the establishment of national emergency centers to be located on military installations. Ominously, the bill also states that the camps can be used to meet other appropriate needs as determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security. An open-ended mandate which many fear could mean the forced detention of American citizens in the event of widespread rioting after a national emergency or a total economic collapse. Many credible forecasters have predicted riots and rebellions in America that will dwarf those already witnessed in countries like Iceland and Greece. With active duty military personnel already being stationed inside the U.S. under NORTHCOM, partly for purposes of crowd control, fears that Americans could be incarcerated in detainment camps are all too real. Fears that they could be used as concentration camps for political dissidents, such as occurred in Nazi Germany. Watchman comment. They could also be used for Christians. Get ready. Mark chapter 13, verse 4. Tell us, when shall all these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Amen. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. A new era of eugenics coming soon. A little discussed provision in President Obama's economic stimulus plan would demand that every American submit to a government program for electronic medical records without a choice to opt out. It has privacy advocates more than a little alarmed. Patients should be alarmed too, privacy advocates are saying, if they realize information such as documentation on abortions, medical health problems, impotence, being labeled as a non-compliant patient, my, that could be me because I don't want their medical yuck, I don't want their flu shots. Continuing, lawsuits against doctors and sexual problems could be shared electronically with, perhaps, millions of people. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Continuing, smile, you're on candid surveillance. If you walk through any big city in America these days, there's a good chance you're being watched. From Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles, cities from coast to coast are installing thousands of surveillance cameras. You can find them in shopping malls, public bathrooms, my, airports, on street corners, and even residential neighborhoods. The claim is that these cameras will help deter and identify criminals while also guarding against terrorists, when in fact, most surveillance is of law-abiding citizens, and maybe Christians. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Continuing, driver's licenses let applicants pick gender in Massachusetts. Transgendered individuals, that's people who are one sex and think they're another sex. All they got to do is look. They'll know what sex they are. Continuing, transgendered individuals can now more easily change the gender designation on their licenses and identity cards in Massachusetts. Under the new policy, the person who wants to change the gender marker will submit an updated application together with a gender designation change form signed by him or her and a medical provider attesting to the gender that the individual considers himself or herself to be. Watchman comment, when will these perverts realize their chromosomes are still male or female, just like God made them in the first place, no matter what they look like after surgery or some kind of false makeover. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. Listen carefully, male or female, it applies. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, or conversely, the man shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a woman, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, conversely, or a woman put on a man's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. That's Bible, it settles it, it's finished. Continuing. Televangelism empire in chaos over family split. One of the nation's most popular televangelists, not with me, he's not, the Reverend Robert H. Schuller, is watching his life's work crumble. He studied marketing strategies to attract worshipers and preached a feel-good Christianity, describing himself as a possibility thinker and spinning his upbeat style into a 10,000-member church and a broadcast watched by millions worldwide. Watchman comment. Hear the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. This apostate Schuller has preached a false gospel for years, and now it is being revealed unto all for all to see as he falls from the top to the bottom. Matthew chapter 10, verse 26. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Watchman comment again. Will the real apostate stand up? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? Continuing. Obama nominates homosex activist John Berry, director of the Smithsonian National Zoological Park, is reportedly the front runner to be nominated director of the Office of Personnel Management. That would make Berry the highest ranking openly homosexual official, Romans chapter 2, verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Continuing. Russia unveils aggressive Arctic plans. In a new national directive, Russia has asserted claims on a large section of Arctic Ocean. The tone of the document is openly aggressive, prompting fears of increasing international tension over who has the right to exploit the mineral-rich territory in the Arctic. It cannot be ruled out that the battle for raw materials will be waged with military means, the explosive Russian document reads. Everyone wants a bit of the Arctic these days. It seems that Russia, with almost one-third of its territory lying north of the Arctic Circle, is about to prove that fears of Western nations boarding the Arctic are not unjustified. The nuclear power will soon begin flexing its muscles along the icy shores of its giant realm. Romans chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Continuing. Rockstar karaoke at Saddleback Church. My, will this apostate Rick Warren ever get right with God? Continuing. An edition of Saddleback Church's publication, The Slice of Life, advertises Rockstar karaoke. The announcement says, are you a single adult looking to blow off some steam and sing your heart out? Then join us for Rockstar karaoke on Saturday at 8 p.m. in tent number 2. And sing your favorite hits and watch the others do the same. This is your chance to feel like a rock star, so bring your friends. Watchman comment, my, what kind of apostate rock songs are they going to sing and will be allowed in church? What gimmick will this apostate Rick Warren use next to draw people to his so-called entertainment church? Certainly not the pure, sinless word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same manner. Watchman comment. I tell you the truth. We cannot be without division. We cannot be perfectly joined together if we're going to let things happen in church that are the sins that the Bible talks about. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Praise the name of God. I prayed you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in any way, especially if a special touch was given to you, please call or write and let me know. The need for February's programming was at $360. With offering received, that need is now down to $263. Write signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, USA, with your comments, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. Here now is another audio clip of a radio check that I have received.
Yes, hearing you loud and clear from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Have a good day. Maranatha, bye.
Thank you, my friend there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for taking the time to give me that radio check. Maranatha, call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time. Yep, 24/7, 365 days a year. It's there waiting for you to give it a call. There's only one line, so keep trying. I'm working on a second line. 1-607-201-5663. Now, a couple of letters that I have received from Arkansas. Dear Brother Johnson, more birth pangs on the horizon. Being a mother and experiencing this twice, the more rapidly the pains and contractions are, the sooner the baby is born. Wanted to also let you know, I will be sending you a check in the amount of $60 very soon. Be blessed. Your sister in Christ, Karen. And this one from South Carolina. Dear Brother Johnson, I finally got my web TV connected. Again, long story. Thank you so much for being a good shepherd for his sheep. I know you are sent to warn and wake up as many that will listen. Bless you and yours. Sincerely, your sister in Christ, Cookie. And she enclosed $5. This one from Virginia. Dear Brother Johnson, I heard your wonderful program last night in WWRB. Thanks for your teaching. Bless you for being on the air. Sincerely, Mark from Virginia. God bless you all, Karen, Cookie, and Mark. I really appreciated your letters. May the Lord be with you. Write signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code 13797, USA. That number to call again, 1-607-201-5663. My. I appreciate all my listeners so very much. Thank you for listening, my friends. Until the next program in just 2 days on Saturday, February 14th, with all news reports, no repeats at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and then Monday, a preaching program and new reports at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays, all new news reports at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Superstation WWRB 3.185. You can listen clearly, again, to any program you want to, including tonight's, with no shortwave interference on my website, www.neaiga.org. There are almost 300 now MP3 audio files there for you to listen to or download them free, no catches. neaiga.org. Visit my visitors forum or news and views page, and you'll be able to read new text reports daily right there on my website. There are so many, I can't get them all in this program. Go to the website, get them all. Be blessed, our friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you. I love you. All the signs ministers love you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Hallelujah! Because as he is, so are we in this world. Maranatha, our good friends, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.